Psalms 100 today. Today I'm going to be speaking on my sermon that I was going to preach next Sunday, because next Sunday our missionary is going to be here. So I'm going to talk to you about our being thankful for the blessings that God has given unto us. Is what our talk is going to be about today. We have every right to be thankful as a people. Amen. In this country. Is there any people anywhere more blessed than we are?
No, sir.
But I'm afraid there's a lot of people not really thankful. They're complaining, grumbling, dissatisfied. But we have every right to be thankful. God has really blessed us as a nation of people. And we need to praise Him and worship Him. And I believe if we do that, people would have a different attitude. People have a different attitude. I know in life, we have our troubles and trials. Jesus said you would have them. But God allows them to help us to see He can bring us through them. He can help us to be a stronger person. So turn in your Bible to Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. You know, that includes America. All this whole country should just be praising God for how God has blessed us. Look how God has let us be a blessing to the other peoples of the world. Did you know we're just supporting a lot of countries? And we're in debt doing it. God is letting our country be the main country to get out the gospel to other countries that will accept it. Did you know that? Serve the Lord with gladness. Are you a Christian? Serve the Lord with gladness. Be glad you can serve the Lord. As you go about your job, whatever God has given you to do in life, serve God with gladness. If you do, He might give you a better job with more responsibility. Amen? So listen to what the Word of God is saying. It's saying it to us too. Come before His presence with singing. We are told in the Bible to congregate, to assemble on the Lord's day. We're to come singing to the Lord, a song in our heart. God has been good to me. I can come back to meet with Him, with my brothers, my sisters. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. There's not but one God, folks. Any other God is something man's made up. There's no such thing as Allah. God is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. How many of y'all made yourself? I don't see no hands going up.
I can't even keep myself.
You know, we didn't either one of us ask to be brought into the world. And some of us may be accidents, amen? But not with God. God wanted us here. God has a plan for us here. God has a plan for your life. And if you don't like the plan that you're in now, tell God about it. And live so He can give you maybe something else. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. God made every one of us. Made us in His image. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Come to church thanking the Lord. You got to come one more time. Because there's nobody going to be out here as long as I'm here that's going to be trying to take advantage of you, to try to rip you of your money. This past week, I've read 30 or 40 different ministers in a list that I had the ability to see one day. And all these people are major on the television, or have been, well-known preachers, and they're known for taking advantage of people's money and many other things. And they're the most famous preachers on the TV, a lot of them. And people just sending them all their money. They're just sending them their money. Folks, don't do that. I know somebody they're not sending it to. They ain't sending me none. And I don't even ask for none either. 46 years or 45 plus years, we've never asked for a dime. And we haven't missed a day. Folks, everything yellow is not gold. The Bible says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Thank God He would save you. He didn't have to. For the Lord is good. Folks, we can't even understand how good God is to us. He's so good to us. His mercy is everlasting. It's renewed every morning. The Bible says if you need mercy, just ask God. It says just ask Him. Because it says He's plenteous in mercy. He's rich in mercy. He's great in mercy. He delights to show mercy. And He says ask for mercy if you need some mercy. But if you do, be living right. Yes, sir. Be living right. And His truth endureth to all generations. The Bible is the truth. And the Bible will be here as long as there's people here. The truth. God wants everybody to know the truth. Amen. Amen. Lord God, thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for the people of God. Thank You for the grace of God. Now bless us as we wait before You. In Jesus' precious saving name, amen. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of the year. I just love this time of the year. When we begin to even think about having Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving season. It's always been like that with me. I just love this time. And I just love the idea of giving God thanks for His mercies upon us as a people church. Right now, while you sit there, just thank God for being so good to you and blessing you with a family. And with His love, and for His salvation. Oh my goodness. First of all, it's a beautiful time of the year with the autumn leaves and the mild weather. This is my favorite month of the year for the weather. and the scenery is so beautiful. And also, my azaleas are blooming now. So I'm getting some spring in the fall. It's a time when our families get together. I just think about seeing my girl come in with her family. Come in, bringing in all that food. And I'm wishing they get there early. Amen. Thanksgiving is family time, church. We can be with our families. Amen. Look how God has blessed us. But even more important, it's a time to reflect upon the blessings God has given to us. God's so good to us, church. God's so good to us. I was laying in bed this morning. Faye was all scrooched up to me. And she reckons she pecked me on the head or something. And she said, "Look out that window yonder." And the blind was kindly pulled back like about that much. And you could see the eastern sunrise. And the glory of God was streaming in my window. What a beautiful sight. What a beautiful lady. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We ought to praise Him and thank Him every day of our life because He cares for all of us. And Thanksgiving is a time to remind us of all these blessings that God has given to us every day, not just at Thanksgiving, it's every day. Thanksgiving is a special time to just thank God in a special way. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." I tell you what, that phrase is found throughout the Bible. "For His mercy endureth forever." There's one psalm that just says it over and over. God just delights to show mercy, folks, to people that look to Him. To people that look to Him. The psalmist said in Psalm 136:1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Aren't you glad God is a merciful God? He is. He's a merciful God. And Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything, give thanks. Did you know it could always be worse than it is? But give thanks in everything. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November each year. Thanksgiving Day in America is a national holiday. You know, I'm glad of that. I'm glad our country long ago established a day to give thanks to the Lord. My fear is too many don't take advantage of that. That's my great fear. Yes, too many people make a mockery of it. Yeah. They just use it for their own self-interest. Yeah. And fail to realize the importance of giving thanks to our Creator, our God, that gives us our life and all we have. It should be a day to give thanks to our Creator for His blessings upon our nation. We got people, they have missiles, nuclear missiles, and they are aimed at us, folks, whether you believe it or not, they are. China, Russia, that little fat man over yonder, he's trying to get them. But they're already aimed at us because we're hated. We're hated because we have been so blessed by God. We've been so blessed by God. They don't like it. They don't believe in our God. Just like that atheist last Sunday. He didn't believe in God until he killed himself. Now he was a believer. Too late. The devil deceived him out of his soul. He's doing it every day with people. Thanksgiving should be a day to give thanks to our Creator for His blessings on us. He has kept us free when we don't deserve it. As was already been mentioned today, the corruption in this country from the town level up is awful. And yet God, what does He say? His mercy endureth forever. But He's going to straighten out all the corruption. You can be sure. You can be sure. He loves us and He cares for us, and we should all thank Him. So it's time to offer thanks to our God, and we can only show it by obeying His commandments. That is the condition, and the only condition, for proving you are thankful. That is by obeying God. That's the only way to prove it and to show that you're thankful, is to live right. My heart just fills up when I see our president take a toast with a Coca-Cola, and all them others are just slugging the other stuff. It used to kill me to see a former one, how he guzzled it. No example to the young people at all. Our president's a long way from being perfect, but I tell you what, he's a long way from what we've had in the past. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. The only way you can prove you love God is to obey God, to live by the Word of God. Sadly today, I'm afraid we as a nation are breaking the commandments of God. Too many of our people refuse to work. And some of these states, they want more money for welfare. Because of the people that won't work. Too many are living in illicit relationships in our country. We hardly ever hear people getting married anymore. That, ain't that awful? Illicit relationships. Too many are having their babies killed from in their mother's womb. Oh, she should have a right to choose. She can choose, but God's going to also choose. God's going to also choose. God says, "Don't you better not kill innocent blood." That's what He says in the Word. Too many are addicted to drugs and alcohol in our country. Didn't we hear our president have a meeting the other day? Because of the drugs in our country. People are dying. I mean, they're just dying in droves, so to speak, because of taking too many drugs. Don't people know if you take them, you're going to die? Where's people's thinker at? Don't you know if you start drinking, you're going to want more? One of the things that always kept me from ever drinking, and I'm 80, I've never tasted anything. Listen, I always saw how it done other people, and I didn't want to be like that. Too many today are in the streets rebelling and rioting. Boy, we've seen some of that, haven't we, in the last year. The Bible tells us Christians we're not supposed to riot. Too many are living for the things of this world and have ignored their own soul's need. Oh, too many people like that. I talked to six guys this week working on the bill, hard-working guys. Boy, they were just enjoying doing their work. I mean, they were happy. No fussing, complaining, a family. I give them all two tracks apiece. Invited them to church. They know about the Lord, but they don't go to church. It's so sad. They're ignoring their own soul. And I said, look at that sign out yonder. You see that sign says, do not miss heaven. I see it. You ever seen water on a duck's back? It just runs off. The duck stays dry. Too many people today are living their lives without God. Too many have no fear of God. That's one of the great things in our country today. There's no fear of God. In all these floods and the fires and the earthquakes down in Mexico, you don't see any people afraid of God, having a fear of God. Oh man, we're Texans. We can come back. I'll bet you one of them won't come out of hell. I bet one won't. We have become too proud and too independent and too far from God with many people in this country today. Remember the pilgrims who celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America? They were fleeing religious persecution in England. In 1609, a group of pilgrims left England for religious freedom in Holland, where they lived and prospered for a while. After a few years, their children were speaking Dutch and had become attached to the Dutch way of life. And this worried the pilgrims. They considered the Dutch friolus, and their ideas a threat to their children's education and morality. Too many of our children are being taught improperly today in our school system. Yes, sir. They're changing the textbooks from what real history really is. Yes, sir. We didn't ever have any sex classes when I was in school. I missed out on all that. And now it's in the low grades, folks. And they're teaching in some of the schools that the boys and the girls can choose to be whichever one they want to be. This is educated people teaching children such nonsense. The children's going to be raised up confused. Boy, the devil knows how to work, don't he? How long do you think God's going to put up with such folks? How long is he going to put up with it? So the pilgrims decided to leave Holland and come to this new world. Their trip was financed by a group of English investors, the merchant adventurers. It was agreed that the pilgrims would be given passage and supplies on a ship in exchange that they would work for them for 7 years. Sounds like Jacob way back in the Bible had to work 7 years to get his wife and then get 7 more years to get the wife he wanted. So on September the 6th, 1620, the pilgrims set for the New World in a ship called the Mayflower. It sailed from Plymouth, England, and aboard was 44 pilgrims who called themselves the Saints, and 66 others who the pilgrims called the Strangers. The trip was long, cold, and damp. And think about being on a ship that was sailing under its own power for 65 days. Since there was the danger of fire on the wooden ship, the food had to be eaten cold. Think about that. Many passengers became sick, and one person died by the time land was sighted on November the 10th. The long trip led to many disagreements between the Saints and the Strangers. After land was sighted, a meeting was held on the ship, and an agreement was worked out called the Mayflower Compact, a famous agreement in history, which guaranteed equality and unified the two groups. They joined together and named themselves the Pilgrims. Many settlers died of scurvy and malnutrition during that first horrible winter. It was an unusual cold winter that year. Of the 102 original Mayflower passengers, only 44 survived. Again, like in Jamestown, the kindness of some local Native Americans saved them from a frosty death. The Pilgrims' first harvest was successful, and in November, the group leader, Governor William Bradford, called for a feast to celebrate their good fortune. They wanted to celebrate, give thanks, even after all the loss of life and the hardships they had been enduring. They still wanted to give thanks. The Pilgrims, they sent out hunters into the wilderness to hunt game for the event. And members of a local Native American tribes were invited and brought deer meat to add to the menu. The celebration lasted for 3 days as they celebrated the good news of God to them. This is considered the first Thanksgiving, as they thank God for what they had after being in this country for a year. The Mayflower Pilgrims were the most extreme kind of reformers. They called themselves saints, but were also known as separatists for their desire to separate themselves completely from the established church that was in England that they had left. Folks, isn't it sad when the church gets from doing what God called it to do? And if you'll read history of the church, Catholicism, and now, since there's been a Reformation and the Protestant churches, most of the, I guess all the Protestant churches are up to here in sin too. in their teachings. But God has a church. It's a Bible church. It might be few in members, but God has a people. God has a people, folks. Yes, even the churches can and do get corrupt, and we see it even today. I just talked to you about all these religious leaders that has been found out are not true to their calling. And that's just a few of them. False teaching, greedy ministers, unfaithful church members, and no fear of God is relevant today, folks. This week I read, as I mentioned, a list of over 30 of the most popular preachers. And they'd been found not to be honest and trustworthy. And yet they were just raking in the money by the millions of dollars. The millions of dollars. Living lives of luxury. Taking all kind of cruises and having vacation homes. And the gullible people just keep sending in the money. Keep sending in the money. Second Corinthians 4:2, Paul wrote, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. We better handle this book carefully, Brother Johnny, Mr. Chavis. This is God's word. And we're responsible for what we teach these people out here. This is serious business. This isn't just a privilege to teach. It is. But it's serious. The pilgrims saw the Church of England as hopelessly corrupt and felt they had to leave it to get back to a pure and honest church. The Puritans viewed the church hierarchy and its holidays and rituals and vestments and prayers as obstacles between people and God. And we see it today. I turn on a channel on my TV and they got all these rituals and these ceremonies that they're going through. And they're all decked out in robes. And they look so revered. In fact, I used to look at our mule and her face was that long. And that's the way they look. But I would kiss the mule, but I wouldn't them. Amen. I know it sounds funny, but I'm talking about the truth, folks.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't a bit of joy in them.
No, sir.
And yet the crowd just
flocks.
The devil's a powerful deceiver, folks.
Amen.
He's a deceiver. So because of people who loved the Lord and wanted to live where their religious beliefs could be lived freely without the iron hand of religion, these Puritans came to America. God's always had a people, folks. Sometimes it gets down to a very few, but he always has a people. As I've said, the only way to show love and thanks to God is by obedience to his law. And there's no shortcut to this. There's no shortcut to being a Christian. You either is them or you ain't. We either trust and obey or we disobey. And our coming together on church on Sunday is for me not to beat you over the head. I'm to give you God's word to encourage you, to challenge you, to instruct you in how to have a better life if you'll just listen and obey. We all need to stop and think of who owns this world and all that's in it. Last night I watched Bill Monroe, and he was telling his congregation that before God, we were about like that. He was trying to impress his people how insignificant we were to God. Folks, we're not even that. I'm going to tell you how insignificant we are compared to God. You see how big you are? Well, God's so big, this universe won't even hold him. So we couldn't even be like that. We're nothing before God, folks. We're as helpless. We're as helpless as a newborn babe before God. And he loves us to death. He loves us to death. And he proved it on the cross. God made a beautiful world. I was just touched by our bulletin today. Look at that bulletin. Is there a more beautiful scene? Does that scene, and right in the middle of it, a beautiful church? Don't a church make a beautiful scene, brother? It does something for me to see the steeple of a church rising up towards God. I think it would be wise that everyone, everywhere, would listen to God's word. The psalmist said in Psalms 30, verses 10 through 12, "For every beast of the field is mine," God said, "and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowl of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine." And God says, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you.
That's the part I like. Amen.
Amen. God says, if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you.
Amen.
For the world is mine and the fullness thereof.
Amen.
You know, people today are trying to get all they can of this world, and it's all God's. It's all God's, folks.
Amen.
Now, knowing who provides for all of our needs, we should give thanks to him from the depth of our heart and just praise him for loving us, folks. And we like to think about our blessings. That's good. But we need to go beyond that blessing to the real blessing, the salvation that makes everything else worthwhile. Think about the salvation God has provided for us. Think about the cost of that salvation. Think about how God hurt and was grieved and pained when he saw his son hanging on a cross and the wrath of God being poured out on him because of our sin. God was sensitive to our pain, to pain, just like we are. The greatest of God's blessings is our Savior. How thankful we ought to be for the love of God in Jesus, who died to keep our sin-sick souls out of hell. Did you know there is a hell? Bill Monroe did a good job last night on it. And this morning. I didn't see it this morning. I saw it last night. Great day. I tell you, there's going to be a lot of people as they are being thrown into hell going to wish to God they had have took time to went to a Bible church somewhere. They're going to regret they never read and believed the Word of God as they're being thrown into hell. They would now listen to They would not listen to some old country preacher who would have told them how to go to heaven and miss hell as they were going screaming into it. They didn't want to hear no country preacher. Have you been saved? Then you ought to be at the altar praising God, thanking God, loving God for saving your soul. Every day of your life ought to be a testimony for the Savior of His life-changing power. The Apostle John wrote of the most sobering event that is going to happen one day. Listen to this. And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Think about how dreadful it is that heaven and earth will flee when they see His face. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. These books in heaven recording everybody's whole life, from your intentions and thoughts to the deeds, is a record kept. No glitches. No glitches. It's all there. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. That is, the rich man in Luke 16 is brought back up to stand at this judgment, to hear his sentence, to be cast into the lake of fire. That's what that means. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is future. But we have recorded in the Bible what's going to happen. They're going to be there forever. And if you are not saved, you will be one of them. This is the day to give thanks, because today's the day you could get saved if you're not saved. Today's the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says. Thanksgiving is coming. Let's don't be just thankful at Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful every day. Let's praise God every day. Let's serve God every day. Let's grow in grace every day. Praying for others. Caring for others. We won't ever regret it. God spoke to a heart today. Challenged a heart today. We invite you to the altar. Come and praise God. Come and thank God. Come and worship God. Come pray for others that need your prayers. I want to pray for those that promised to be here but didn't show up. Maybe you know somebody to pray for. Loving God. Loving Father. As we come before you on this Lord's Day and in this place that's been set apart that we might worship you, the true God, Lord Our heart is disappointed when people don't come to take care of the needs of their own souls. It troubles us. It troubles us that people are so deceived, that people do not understand the cost, that people don't even value their own souls. Oh, God of heaven, we pray for these blinded, dead in their sins. We pray for mercy, 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 Lord, because your mercies endureth forever. These in our salvation box, we pray for. We plead for their souls in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Family members, friends, loved ones, co-workers, Lord, Lord, work in their lives. Draw them to the Savior, Lord. Lord, do what we can't do, Lord. Oh, blessed God, we pray for these and all these other needs in our bulletin here, Lord, and other peoples that's hurting, Lord, people that's troubled, Lord, people that's deceived, Lord. We just pray for our fellow man, praying for our leaders, Lord, our police departments, Lord, our doctors and nurses and caregivers, Lord, our soldiers and their families, Lord. Lord, there's just so many people, our missionaries, oh, our sick and afflicted. Oh, God, remember these. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for our Savior, Lord. Thank you for this holiday season that we call Thanksgiving, that our nation recognizes the blessings that you have given unto us. Forgive us for ignoring you by so many of the citizens, Lord, on that day and in that time, Lord. Oh, God, may people's eyes to be open to recognize, oh, how you have blessed us. And indeed, we ought to praise you and thank you and worship you. Thank you for allowing us to be here today. Bless each one that's here. Challenge hearts. Transform lives. Oh, blessed God, I pray in Jesus' precious saving name. Amen and amen.